Welcome back. This one's advanced, and it's for that proper jungle, old school drum and bass energy, an urban echo riser that feels like your sound is getting dragged through a warehouse tunnel and then thrown into the drop. The whole trick is this. We're going to build one instrument rack in Ableton Live 12, and inside it we'll use Sampler as the source, split it into parallel chains, and then control the entire riser with 8 macros. And in Live 12, those macros aren't just knobs. They're shapes. Your automation curves become the performance, and the difference between generic noise ramp and classic jungle transition is shape discipline. Let's start with the source, because if you pick the wrong starting sound, you'll fight the rack the entire time. Step 0. Choose a short sound with character. A single amen hit, like a snare slice or a crashy bit. A ragga vocal one shot, like a rewind shout. A Hoover stab, a rave chord hit. A ride or crash if you want that metallic air. White noise works, but on its own it's bland. So if you do use noise, plan to layer it with something dirty. Teacher tip, make a folder called riser sources in your browser. Subfolders like vocals, break hits, stabs, textures. You'll move faster and your risers will start sounding like part of your sound, not like stock effects. Now build the rack skeleton. Create a new MIDI track. Drop an instrument rack onto it. Open the chain list and create 3 chains. Name them Core, Dub, Echo, and Air or Noise. In each chain, drop a sampler. Yes, 3 samplers. Same idea, different treatment. This is one of those workflows that feels like overkill until you hear how controllable it is. Now go to the core chain first. Drag your chosen one shot into sampler. Set voices to 1. That keeps it tight, focused, and old school. Set trigger mode to trigger so the behavior is consistent every time you hit the note. Now the big move. In sampler sample tab, enable loop. Set loop mode to forward, and find a stable loop region. Usually somewhere between 20 and 150 milliseconds is the sweet spot. What you're doing here is turning a short hit into a sustained tone. That loop is basically your oscillator. And this is one of the most underrated sound design controls in Sampler. Moving the loop point by a few milliseconds can completely change the timbre, hollow to nasal to metallic, so don't rush this. Audition it like you're picking a wavy-table position. If you get clicks, add a tiny loop fade. 2 to 10 milliseconds is often enough to smooth it. Keep transpose at 0 for now. We're going to macro the pitch climb later. If the sample feels too point-like, you can add a little spread, maybe 0 to 10. Just to give it a touch of dimension, but keep it subtle. Now let's build the urban tunnel effects for each chain. Core chain first. We want clean, punchy, but controllable. Add auto filter. Set it to LP24. Set the frequency around 200 Hz so it starts dark. Resonance somewhere around 0.7 to 1.2. We want tension, not a whistling self-oscillation yet. Add a bit of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, just to roughen the edges. Then add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 2 to 8 dB depending on your source. Turn soft clip on. This gives you that hardware being pushed vibe without exploding the level. Then add utility. Set width around 80 to 100% for now. Turn bass mono on around 120 Hz. Even though it's a riser, you still want low-end stability, because messy low mids in a riser will fight your kick and bass right when you need them to hit hardest. Now the dub echo chain. This is the jungle sauce. This is the bit that starts sounding like you're actually mixing on a dub desk. Add auto filter first, but this time set it to HP12. Start the frequency somewhere between 200 and 600 Hz. The goal is to stop the delay and reverb from throwing low mid mud into the transition. Then add echo. Set it to sync mode. Start with 1/8 or 3/16. Those are classic DNB timings for movement that feels fast but not messy. Feedback around 35 to 55%. Add a little wobble, maybe 5 to 15%, just to keep it alive. Add a touch of noise, 2 to 8%, for that urban grit. Then add reverb. Set size around 40 to 80%. Decay around 2.5 to 6 seconds for now. Pre-delay around 10 to 35 milliseconds. High cut around 6 to 10k to keep it old school and not super shiny. Optional but very effective. Add redux after that. Downsample around 1.2 to 4.0, and bit reduction 0 to 2. Just a hint, this can make the tail sound like it's been sampled, resampled, and pushed through gritty converters, which is basically the jungle aesthetic in one sentence. Now the air or noise chain. This is lift and excitement. This is what makes the riser feel like it opens up above the drums. You can use a different airy sample, or just reuse the same source and process it into brightness. Add auto filter. Set it to HB24 at around 2 to 5K. Resonance around 0.8. Add reverb. Decay 4 to 10 seconds. High cut 10 to 14K. Add chorus ensemble. Subtle. Amount 10 to 25%. Slow rate. Then add utility. Width somewhere around 130 to 170%. This chain is allowed to be wide. The core chain should earn its width later, but the air layer can carry that sense of opening. Now we move into the main concept, the sampler rack shape. The macros. Create 8 macros and rename them, exactly like this, because layout matters when you perform and automate. Macro 1. Rise, in brackets pitch. Macro 2. Filter, in brackets open. Macro 3. Echo, in brackets feedback. Macro 4. Space, in brackets reverb. Macro 5. Tunnel, in brackets width. Macro 6. Grit, in brackets drive. Macro 7. Air, in brackets level. Macro 8. Out, in brackets safety. Now map them. Macro 1. Rise pitch. Map it to sampler transpose on all three samplers. Minimum 0 semitones. Maximum. Decide based on vibe. Plus 12 semitones is very musical and jungle. Plus 24 is more extreme, more modern, more sound design riser. Start with plus 12. You can always push later. Macro 2. Filter open. Map core auto filter frequency. Minimum somewhere like 120 to 300 Hz. Maximum 8 to 14K. This is your the tunnel door opens control. Also map the dub chain high pass filter frequency a bit upward. Minimum 200 Hz. Maximum maybe 1.5 to 3K. That sounds weird on paper, but it keeps the echo tail from clogging the transition as things rise. It makes space for the drop. Macro 3. Echo feedback. Map echo feedback. Minimum 25 to 35%. Maximum 70 to 85%, but be careful. This can run away fast, especially with distortion later. You can also map echo dry slash wet slightly, like 10 to 20% up to 35 to 55%, so the echo becomes more present as you build. Macro 4. Space reverb. Map reverb decay on dub and air chains. Minimum 2 to 3 seconds. Maximum 8 to 14 seconds. Map reverb size 2. Maybe 30 or 40% up to 90 or 100. Optional, but highly recommended for punch. Map pre-delay upward as well. 10 milliseconds up to 35 or even 60. Pre-delay is what keeps your riser from turning into a washed pad. It lets the front edge speak, then the space blooms behind it. Macro 5. Tunnel width. Map core utility width from 80 to 110%. Map air utility width from 120 to 180%. You can also map any stereo controls in echo or reverb if you want, but don't overdo it. Width is powerful. If everything is wide all the time, the drop actually feels smaller. Macro 6. Grit drive. Map core saturator drive from about 2 to 10 dB. Map dub chain redux downsample from about 1.2 to 4.5. The goal is not destroyed meme clip. The goal is hardware stress. Like the sound is being pushed through something unhappy. Macro 7. AIR level. This is where racks become musical. Instead of only adding effects, we're mixing the riser like a record. Map the air chain volume from negative infinity up to around minus 6 dB. Map the dub chain volume from minus 12 up to around minus 4. This means the riser ignites near the end, without having to be loud the entire time. Macro 8, OUT safety. After the chains, still inside the rack, add a glue compressor and then a limiter. Glue settings. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Soft clip on, and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Then a limiter with a ceiling around minus 0.8 dB. Map macro 8 to a final output gain control. You can do this with a utility at the end. Set so the macro goes from minus 6 dB up to 0. This macro is your don't blow up the mix button, and it's also your pre-drop duck tool. Now we program the riser. Make a MIDI clip that's 2 bars long. That's the classic DNB transition length. Hold one note for the whole 2 bars. C3 is a good starting point. Now automate the macros. And this is where the live 12 shape mindset matters. Don't just draw ramps. Draw intent. Most jungle risers want slow information early and dense information late. So for rise pitch, use an exponential curve. Barely moving in bar 1, then accelerating in the last half bar. That gives you anticipation without giving away the peak too early. For filter open. More linear, a steady opening reads as forward motion. For echo feedback and space reverb, late bloom. Keep them mostly flat until about 60 or 70% through the riser, then rise sharply. That sudden chaos at the end is the warehouse tunnel moment. For AIR level, bring it up late, like the last half bar, Even the last quarter bar, that way it feels like the ceiling opens right before the drop. And for OUT safety, do a tiny dip right before the drop. Last 1/16 to last 1/8 note, duck by 1 to 2 dB. Then snap it back right on the downbeat after the drop. This is one of those tiny mix moves that makes the drop feel like it hits harder, without you actually making it louder. Timing idea to keep in your head while you automate. Bar 1 is dark tunnel build. Filter mostly closed, low air, controlled tone. Bar 2 is warehouse opens up. Pitch climbs, echo blooms, air lifts. Last 1/8 note. Quick duck on output so the drop transient has room. Now, quick coaching point about gain staging. Because we're doing parallel chains, level can explode fast when you turn things up. Before your limiter, aim for the rack to peak around minus 12 to minus 6 dB FS. If you're slamming the limiter, you'll smear the sense of approach and the riser will feel smaller, not bigger. Another coach step. Do a mono audit. Temporarily put a utility at the very end and set width to zero while the riser plays. If it gets thin, facey, or disappears, your wide chain is too wide, or your chorus and reverb are fighting. Fix that now. Jungle drops hit harder when the lead-in stays mono-stable until the last moment. Now let's talk about commitment. This is where it becomes classic jungle workflow. Create a new audio track called Riser Print. Set its input to resampling. Record the riser while you perform the macros live. Don't be afraid to ride the feedback, then pull it back. That human movement is the vibe.